Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Welcome back, Hobbits. Week 5 in the books. And welcome to a very special Week 6 episode featuring the one and only St. Diego Pavia of the Vanderbilt Commodores. We have an interview with him later this episode. But first, we want to recap Week 5 records. Q, 1-4. Nato, 1-4. Ooh. Jimmy Dickles, push. It was a gruesome weekend for all the hosts today. Q brings his record up to 11-12-2. He's hitting at 48%. Nato at 9-15-1, 38%. And Jimmy, 3-1-1, staying at 75%. Before we get into Week 6 picks, I think we have a word from Q, who may have been boots on the ground at probably the most historic FBS game in the last, I'll say, dare I say, 200 years.
Yeah, I would say that was the biggest upset of proportion, probably. But bigger than App State over Michigan, honestly. I think it had more significance than that one.
When was that?
That was like 07, I want to say. But it was special. It was a divine night. I still cannot believe what happened at First Bank Stadium.
Are you speaking in code? Because you were on a date, if I recall.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I guess it was, you know, not exactly how you draw it up with a Bama date at the biggest upset of Bama ever.
I didn't
ever
know about that. I mean, I've been holding my tongue. When we did our little production meeting before this, the first thing that Quant said was, all right, let's not go heavy on it. I mean, I got to ask. First of all, I got to give the stat. Q's parents, Mama and Papa Q, their first date was – Q, do you want to tell us?
It was 1984 at a Bama-Vandy game.
And the result of that game?
The Commodores won that game.
Insanity.
And that was the last time.
Insanity.
We had beaten the Tide till this year.
I think my ninth grade English teacher, Lynn Askew, would have highlighted that with a yellow highlighter and said, literary term, foreshadowing. That's good. That's good. Were you carrying the goalpost through Broadway?
I did not carry it. I touched it on the field, but I had obligations with a young woman for dinner. So
y'all had a post game dinner.
Yeah, just kind of regrouped and met up with all the Commodore fans on Broadway. Obviously, that was a must. And she was a trooper.
There were two Heisman performances going on in Nashville that night.
Uh-oh, stop that.
Wow.
All right, let's get some picks. I don't even know who the winner. I mean, we're both losers from last week, but
yeah, I've blacked out the last week of NFL.
Yeah, but we're hopping back on the train.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, why don't you lead off?
Okay, first game that really jumped out to me this week. I'm gonna go Bucks -3.5. Has less to do with the Bucks and more to do with the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr, oblique injury. So they're putting in Rattler, and I don't think he's going to have a chance.
The Rattler.
I would have really liked the Saints actually in a bounce back primetime spot, but you're putting in a quarterback that was average at best in college into the NFL. So I just think it's a good spot for Baker and the Bucks. He's got the boys buzzing.
Yeah. Can't believe you're taking against the Gamecock hero that is the Rattler. Yeah. But yeah, the Browns have now been inserted into my doghouse, joining the Panthers. Honestly, supplanting the Panthers as top dog in the doghouse. The Panthers, remember, benched Bryce Young after they heard they were in Q's doghouse. So we'll see if that continues with Deshaun Watson being benched. But all right, my first one is the Ravens -6 against the Commanders. I don't have a lot to say this week on any of these games, but I just don't think Jaden Daniels can continue his hot streak. And I don't know. I think the Ravens will get down early and Commanders will be one dimensional, and that doesn't turn into a good recipe for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, so. I like that. A lot of people saw last week for the Commanders is the time to hop off the train, but that stop was in Cleveland. So if Deshaun's on the other side, you got to ride the wagon. So I think you might be timing up the fade, the rookie quarterback at the right time there. My next throw is going to be the Chargers plus +3. Mm-hmm. It's kind of what we've said all year. Bo Vix, I guess, the dude totes it these days, is a favorite, and I just really don't like that or the Sean Payton team. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to be on the other side of Bo Nix anytime he's a favorite.
So he's been working on his comedy sketches on
Ferris Bueller.
His press releases more than he has his passing ability.
If my coach said I had some Ferris Bueller in me, I don't know what that would mean.
Yeah, I'm checking the schedule to see if they play the Bears, because when they play the Bears, the Bears will be double unit lock of the week.
I love that.
Because you got to take the OG Ferris.
I love that.
Looking, not on the schedule, unfortunately.
Oh, dang.
But that was a missed opportunity.
I like you thinking ahead.
Yeah. All right, my next one is the Jaguars plus +2 at the Bears. A gross one, but the Jags have underperformed. I think they continue to fight for Dougie Fresh Peterson. We'll see what happens, but not falling for Caleb's breakout against
that game. That's, of all the games on this week's slate, that's the least I want to watch, but also it's at 8:30 on Sunday, so it's kind of – probably the one I'll only watch.
You'll be at church. You'll be at church, Tom.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be at church. You're right.
My third pick is also the Jags, but I'm getting them at plus +2.5 versus the Bears. See, the remedy for these London games is typically take the favorite. They pay out way more than like 70%. I mean, for example,
in foggy London town.
Last week, the Vikings worked the Jets, but come on. I mean, I'm with you. I just think it's Dougie P and Trevor Lawrence. They still have the playoffs in mind, and I think Caleb is flying a little bit too close to the sun. We have a case of Icarus here. They could be crashing into the ocean. So
remind us of that tale.
I think Icarus and his father were in prison, and they made wings out of wax. And they jumped off the cliff and flew away. And Icarus's dad was like, do not get too close to that star. That star.
And who authored that piece of literary just timelessness?
I don't know. I don't even know like when in our timeline we heard that story. Is that like
and how many school? Psychedelics was he or she on when he wrote that?
Yeah, I always felt bad for the. I remember hearing that and being like, I'm gonna listen so hard to what my dad says.
The only Icarus thing I recall is the Russian cyclist who was juicing. I don't even think he won. He was just a bum who was juicing and got caught.
Damn. Lance Armstrong.
No. Lance at least won.
He was not a Russian.
Jan.
That's over my head. I don't recall the.
Jan Strong?
No. All right, Jimmy, take us away.
I have one final that we can just run through. Bills minus -2.5 at the Jets. Lord knows what's going on in New York. Likely some friction. A-Rod is a dictator. Fade A-Rod.
He seems pretty hard to deal with.
Yeah.
It might be a statement game, though.
No, he is so fake. Cutler just is coming out of the woodworks and gonna fire for.
Speaking of Cutler, Cavallari, Kristen has been in the news a lot for dating that Montana boy. What's Cutler doing?
Broke up. For the record, they broke up.
Aware.
Okay. Unaware. The Montana boy and Cavs.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. Thank goodness.
She said it was the age gap. You think?
Yeah, it was bad.
I bet it was their just difference of political opinion.
It was bad for our mental health, me and Cutler.
What happens when they sit down and talk about movies? She's referencing like the Titanic,
Gone from the '50s,
Gone with the Wind, and he's talking about.
Did you watch last week's episode of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, no, dude's watching iCarly.
Oh,
oh man, yeah, he's
Yeah, he's certified. Whoa, I'll pause. Next question.
All right. Well, time for the best segment in podcast world. I don't know what podcast land.
Yeah, it's going to be really bad this week. I did not prepare for this episode, and I'll say that openly. Guys, this is a hobby segment. It's for the – as a reminder, it's for the fan who doesn't really watch that seriously. I didn't watch a snap of football last weekend, but I really loved that it was on. It was comforting knowing it was on. And I love football.
And you're by far the best gambler on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to say that out loud, but the record speaks for itself.
Yeah, let the numbers talk, Tom.
Yeah, so anyway, I was thinking like 5 minutes before I got on, man, I'm just like not sure what I'm going to pick. I was like, this episode's going to ram me. So I was like, maybe I'll just go with the Rams. They're not playing this week. So that was my first strike. And then after just all the hype around San Diego,
mm-hmm.
it reminded me of a team that used to be based in Santiago. And if you're familiar with the Anchorman clip, I won't repeat it for our listeners' ears, but that was my inclination. That was my big lean this week. I know. I think I'm on that with Hayden. I'm going to up the stakes. I'm upping the stakes to -5.5 alternate line.
Holy St. Diego.
Yes. St. Diego. We put our faith in St. Diego Pavia. What's his last name? Pavia?
Pavia, please.
Pavia. A respected listener. His not a hobby former guest flyer. Is that what we send out? Flyers? Pieces of paper?
Will be pamphlets.
We'll be heading to him in the mail, and it will one day hold more weight than that Vanderbilt diploma that he's going to graduate with.
All right. So the weight with. It is, you're doing Chargers -5.5. And if you're getting, if you're feeling frisky, you might want to parlay that with the Commodores +14. Actually, Commodores money line. Let's get that straight. But that's just a side for the crazy fans out there that want to get a little frisky with St. Diego.
They're 14 and a half against the Cats. That seems disrespectful.
Yeah,
it is.
I don't think I'm going to do that. Last week was our roll the dice on romance parlay, and the Jags, oh, we were so close to a really exciting signature victory.
So close. Oh my goodness.
I was pretty content with the push, honestly. It was the last leg of numerous parlays with Commodore's money line, so that did not hurt too bad.
I can't even.
So then with knowing that, I think we can all agree that you're paying for the entirety of our shares for having Pavia on this week, right?
Hey, no, he did it for the love of the game. He did it for the love of the game.
I just want to contribute to the Commodore Impact Fund. Get us some players.
Yeah.
Diego.
Oh, so Jimmy couldn't make our 1 o'clock interview today with Pavia. He had some legal business to attend to. That's his job, by the way, not his personal life. And we're sitting here in our little stream yard, our like website that we record on. And I've got the TV on in the background, and you know, Pavia is supposed to come on at 1, and I turn on ESPN and I'm like, guys, Diego Pavia is doing an ESPN interview with Johnny Manziel right now. I don't think he's going to join. And we check our email and he's like, yeah, we're going to have to postpone to tonight. So Looking forward to it.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Stage by Johnny Football. That's one I can live with.
You know, not a hobby. It's pretty prestigious.
Yeah. We'll be after this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Primetime unders and underdogs. Like I said, I didn't prepare for this episode. So just take them all. And we'll report back on week 7 how those percentages are doing.
Yeah. Jimmy, do you want to tell everyone about our Q&A segment next week and what we call it?
Sure. Yeah. So we're starting a Q&A segment. We suspect that we'll get a lot of questions following our esteemed guests this week. And for all we've coined you, the listeners, the Hobbits, for this is for not a hobby, the Hobbits. It just felt right. And so if you want to mail Baggins in your question to the DMs on X, formerly Twitter, we don't have an Instagram. We also welcome text. We will feature your question and discuss it on the pod. So feel free to send those out.
Yeah.
All questions welcome.
Highly encouraged.
Of course.
You can also send an audio message if you want your voice to be heard.
Yeah, and if it's football related, I won't be answering. But if it's not, I may have a position.
Oh, man. Love it.
Thanks for joining us. See you week 7.
That was a fire episode.
That was good. This is how you remind me of what I
really am. It's not like you say sorry. A very special episode of Not a Hobby, featuring St. Diego Pavia of the Vanderbilt Commodores.
But you feeling good?
Yeah, I feel real good.
Let's go.
You guys hear me good?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
All right, cool.
First thing, Diego, I just wanted to say thank you.
Come on.
That was electric. I was in the bank myself on Saturday. That was the best moment in 26 years I've had as a Vandy fan. So just want to say thank you for that.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate
the whole team. Yeah, but my first question was about you being the first quarterback ever to win outright 3 different times, being 21-point or more underdogs. What part of your makeup just allowed that to happen? That's just absurd.
Shoot, I just think Vegas got it wrong. You know what I mean? We're 14-point dogs this weekend, but we'll find out who's better on Saturday.
You know I'm already on the doors.
We've been on that. All right. Next question is going to be, I got to preface it with a video. I don't know if you're a Jameis Winston guy, but he is one of the minds of our generation. So
yeah.
Producer Pat, play that video and I'm going to follow up with the question for you. And if you want to get Adrian in here to help you answer, y'all let me know, but let's play this video.
Flow.
You're good. You don't have to, but it's kind of about where y'all came from.
I bet.
And
producer Pat.
They're different, but Mike is different. Mike is from Galveston. I always tell this to people. And this is something that me and my trainer talk about. If you are born around water, you have a different way of life. You function differently. And I just feel like you function differently because water has no soul. You know, it doesn't discriminate against anybody. You get in that water, it's going to take you wherever it goes.
Yeah.
So I feel like people that are around water, they are very strong will. They're one with water.
Mm-hmm. So
classic.
I would agree with that, but Diego Pavia is from nowhere near water, from the middle of the desert. I mean, that's got to get you fired up a little bit. What do you have to say to Jameis there?
No, man. You know, water does make you strong. You know what I mean? That's just reality. But I'm actually in a lot of water. Okay. Like I do, you know, just recovery the tubs. And then I used to swim a lot for like cardio and stuff. And like you have a real chance of passing out, you know what I mean, in the water. So. I kind of vibe with that, but yeah, I ain't close to water at all.
Yeah, no. Last time I checked, New Mexico is not near the water. So
yeah,
that's a different type of dog that's born out of the desert. So we're going to have to workshop that. We got to call it Jameis next week. I'll talk to him about it.
No, for real.
All right. So next one, let me paint a picture of the future for you and you tell me, and we'll solve the issue once we get there. All right.
I got you.
So July 5th, 2025 is going to be exactly 9 months out from your big win this past Saturday.
And the Nashville metropolitan area is expecting their biggest birth rate increase since the baby boomers in 1946, when all the men came home from World War II.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's directly attributed to the performance you had on the field, and some people were celebrating the big win. But the question is, all the boys that are going to be born, I mean, Diego's a shoe-in. There's going to be so many Diegos running around Nashville. But for the girls that are born, do we want to name them Pavia, or is there a family name that you like? What advice do you have for the future parents that want to honor you and name their daughter after you?
For the girls?
Yeah.
I think Marie is a pretty cool name.
Okay. We'll post it.
Yeah. Marie. If I was to have a kid, like, it'd probably be Marie. Middle name. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I like that.
Pavia Marie.
Yeah.
Some of those names.
Another question looking towards the future, you know, in January, or I think it's November, December, the Heisman's announced and all that. And I just want to know who your roommate in the Heisman house will be after you get that.
Who I think my roommates will be. I think it'll be Cam Ward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And Travis Hunter.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
What about someone who won it already?
When you make it to the how do you want Jaden Daniels to cook your eggs in the morning?
I like a medium, a little bit.
Medium. Okay, we're getting some good stuff out here. I'll let Jaden Daniels know. I'll let him know. I actually got the New Mexico State game pulled up right now. Oh man,
which one? Oh, yeah. They're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing right now. I had baseball up, but I pulled that up. So I appreciate you for joining us. I know you had a pretty busy media day, but I was texting with Adrian, and he was like, yeah, I mean, y'all are somewhere between ESPN, and I was like, he can skip that. I mean, he's hitting. We got the hard-hitting podcast here.
I got you.
But, dude, I appreciate it. We wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, go beat the Cavs, brother.
You've got some lifelong Doors fans for the performance that you had Saturday. And, you know, I don't want to harp on the past, but moving forward, you're the truth. You're the future. So I appreciate it, Doc.
No, I appreciate you guys for having me. It means a lot. We'll see you at First Bank come Ball State.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, you'd be good.
Thank you, guys.
That was electric.